When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we'll welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, if I sound like I have a little extra spring in my step today, it's because I do. I'm almost giddy. And that's because, well, kind of two reasons. It's a twofold reason. One is because we actually get to do a whole show today. Woohoo! And Sandy's back. Woohoo! So that means bright and shiny. Gary, Animal World's production engineer, is here across the table from me as always. Morning, Gear.
Morning.
And in the other room, woohoo, the lights are out. That means that Sandy Gaston, co-producer, call screener, is back in the saddle again. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
I'm kind of giddy.
Well, Gary should be, too, because now he only has to do his job.
Yeah, Gary, are you a little excited?
I am excited. It's good to look over and see Sandy there.
He's been putting on extra miles on his runners back and forth.
I'm going to have to buy you a new pair of sneakers.
I know.
Hey, you guys, well, before we get serious, well, we can get serious now, but I just have to say that I'm so excited that we get to do a full show, because the last couple weeks we were preempted by Husky women's softball and their College World Series. So we just did 45 minutes the last 2 weeks, and we kept having to postpone our Memorial Day show, which will happen next week, by the way, folks. At any rate, I got to tell you, something happened to me this last week.
And pray tell, what was that?
Oh, thank you so much. It's like that, isn't that why?
Gary and I just kind of both looked at each other.
I know,
it's
like, this is great. Okay. Somebody say something. Well, it started last Sunday. I became a fan of the Husky women's softball team and collegiate softball. I'll tell you what, go girls, woohoo! And
do you know that there were some 65-mile-an-hour pitches made by
more than that? There was 71 miles an hour.
Yeah, there was a 70.
That woman, Danielle Laurie.
Yep.
Something else, we could do Sports Tangle right now.
That was just pretty incredible.
But I have to tell you, Gary, you had no idea how powerful we are. Did you?
No, they apparently.
Because you know, Sandy, you were over on the coast last weekend.
Yes, I was.
But Gary and I, see, we can take credit now.
Sure.
Because nobody understands how powerful we are.
Right.
But did we decree this or not?
Yeah.
Sandy, well, last week on the air, I, of course, opened my big mouth and said, because, you know, well, we've been preempted 2 weeks in a row to a show of 45 minutes. That has never happened in the whole history of Animal World.
Nope.
We're talking more than 15 years. That has never happened. And so I said, because of that, the Husky women's softball team needs to make this worthwhile. It has to be worthwhile that we were preempted 2 weeks. Well, and then we said the only acceptable outcome is for them to win all the monies, marbles, and chalks. They just need to win the World Series, period. Gary looked at me as I was kind of nuts, but then he realized that that really was the only acceptable outcome. So we just said that there, that's the way it is, didn't we?
Yeah.
And get what happened?
And they won it.
They won the whole thing. They won the whole World Series. Woohoo!
Yep, they did an incredible job.
Yep, so I became a fan.
Wow. I actually watched it on some of the games on TV, not
Me
just
too.
The Huskies, but
Me
other,
too.
Other teams. I was really surprised, like you, I'd never really watched it before, but I thought while I was at the ocean, I was like, you know, I'm going to take a look and see this women's softball. Man, they were, it was way more exciting than baseball. I'm sorry, Gary.
Oh, that's fine.
Because, well, it moved faster.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was always something going on, so...
Well, and it's amazing, isn't it, that, Danielle Laurie, that she pitched every single game?
Yes.
Gary and I were talking about that last week, and apparently he says that
she has an amazing arm.
When you pitch overhand like the guys do, that damages your shoulder.
I see.
But when you pitch underhand, the way it goes, that underhand swing, what, Gary, is that's more in line with the natural motion of your body, so it doesn't affect or damage the shoulder in the same way overhand pitches do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like basically pitch as much as you want to.
Well, yeah.
Well, until you wear out.
Until
she just doesn't wear out.
Yeah.
She must have a bionic arm or something.
She's a little different.
Yeah. She's incredible.
Yeah.
And she's only a junior.
I know.
We get another year of this.
Yeah. She took last year off to be with the Canadian national team.
Because maybe we should plan ahead that we just 2 weeks in a row.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, a lot of things have to go right to get there, so.
Yeah.
But it helps to have the best pitcher in the country.
It certainly does. And now we have the best team in the country.
And now we know a lot of
our pitchers. Yay, Huskies.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah. Now we know why you do sports.
Well, and let's and also, whose team is it? Huskies.
Uh-huh.
Whose team is it? Huskies.
You notice Gary's going, uh-huh.
Washington State doesn't have a softball team, so.
Oh, well, that's why you're rooting for the Huskies. Huskies. Okay. All right, let's get back to animal work. Of course, Huskies are animal work.
Let's see, I'm going to like put a little chalkboard here and check off every time the word Husky comes out of her mouth today.
Huskies. Well, I could just say Danielle.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, but Huskies is better.
Yeah. Well, the way to do it, Gary, because I've gotten fond of who are the guys that do the radio coverage, and I find that their commentary better than the TV commentary.
Yeah.
Because they're speaking to a radio audience, so they're explaining everything. And
right.
So I turned the TV on. So I could watch the game, but then I muted it and turned the radio on.
Yeah.
So I could hear our guys.
Maybe more of the backstory.
So
we might as well keep this going for just one more minute.
Uh-huh.
And that's our wonderful commentaries on KKNW.
Yes.
That also do the Storm basketball games now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I heard Gary Hill's voice a couple weeks ago.
Doing Storm basketball?
Yeah.
Look at him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't broadcast. I'm in the studio.
Yeah, he was in the studio. They
producing a little halftime thing. And
I see.
Some other stuff.
Because we go to the basketball games, and Gary, right there in the arena, we heard your voice.
Today's the home opener.
Yes, it is. 6
yeah,
o'clock.
See, fortunately, they don't play basketball at 9 o'clock
no,
Sunday morning.
No.
Evening.
Yeah, so we're good.
That'll never be in the way.
So will I hear your voice again tonight, Gary?
Yeah.
Cool. Because I stood up and went, that's Gary, I work with him.
Nice.
That's our Gary. Yeah, because you know you belong to us.
Right. I am property of Animal
You're
World.
Property of Animal
I just
World.
Get lent out.
We lend you out.
Well, right. Gary, you can tell Mary that several women that were sitting with us said, oh, he's got a very sexy voice.
Oh, nice.
That's the truth. That's what they said.
Oh, gosh.
So you're going to get a following because I told them about your sports tangle.
Oh, great. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, that's sports
welcome.
Tangle, and that would be when?
Monday nights here.
Yes.
From 8 to 9 p.m.
8 to 9 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
I sit in this very chair to do it.
And speaking of Alternative Talk, AM 1150, I'm just going to alert you all. You'll be hearing little ads throughout the show, but it's that survey time of the year. We want you to go to the 1150kknw.com website, which you can do through the Animal World website on the homepage. Click on the Listen Live and take the listener survey. And there's a question that you get to say what your favorite show is on KKNW. And I want you to say Animal World.
That would be
you
very
could, you
nice.
You could say Sports Tangle second.
Right, just write it.
Yeah, but Animal World first. So there you go. You can say what you two want to on your show, Gary, but
okay.
We want everybody to say Animal World is right. Their favorite show. Okay. All right. Let's see. Happening today, it is the first Sunday of June already. Can you believe that?
It's Oof. Amazing.
And that means Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject, will be joining us after the bottom of the hour. We expect Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois to be calling in later in the show. We will do, I've got a happening today, some follow-up and news. We've got a tip at 10 o'clock. Because of the extreme hot weather that we've had, it is definitely warm enough now that fleas are hatching, and there has been an awful lot of news publicity about the spot-on flea products. I don't know if you've seen it or read about it, Sandy, but it is all over the news now. Finally, the mainstream is waking up to the fact that this stuff is not always safe for our animal friends, and there are a lot of problems with this spot-on flea products. And so if you have seen the latest news coverage or you've been listening to us for years, you know that we don't recommend those things, and you can take care of fleas successfully without toxic chemicals. So Martha's four-step flea plan will run at 10 o'clock, and then we will 10:50 current events as usual, a new pet of the week with Nancy McKinney from King County Animal Care and Control. And since Sandy is back, we will be opening up the Animal World Prize Closet. We have extra Wagon Tails liver cookies to give away. Woohoo! The best That's cookies right. on the planet, homemade, home-baked by our friend Barbara Lee down in California.
That's right.
So we'll be giving away a liver treat. And we usually on Vet Sunday give away copies of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk. However, Maureen, the publisher from Newsage Press, has let us know that stocks are running low. Now she does plan to another reprinting, which is really good. There's going to be a third printing of Pets at Risk. But until that happens, we're not giving away those books anymore. However, she has allowed us to give away Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For.
Which is
a fabulous book, and which is really great. So if you don't have a copy of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, you can call in during the show today to get a copy of that book.
But please remember, if you have received a prize from us in the last 30 days, you are not eligible.
I think we could probably just scrap that. I don't think we've given away anything for 30 days. We haven't hardly been here.
Well, there was some stuff.
Was there?
Yeah,
okay.
The first 2 weeks. So, yes.
Okay. Then listen
to
Sandy.
Remember that, please.
All right. And let's see. Happening today, the Furry 5K Fun Run and Walk at Seward Park. It is the annual benefit for Seattle Animal Shelter. Now, the fun walk and run begins at 10 o'clock, so if you're registered, you better get your buns over there, and if you're just looking for something fun to do today, you could listen to Animal World while you drive to Seward Park. And like I said, the fun run and walk starts at 10, but you don't necessarily have to participate in that if you don't get there in time. Oh, I'm sure you could join it late, but you could take advantage of the vendor area and seeing all the wonderful vendors and booths and displays. And remember, you can take your dog friend and get a free massage at the Hands to Paws booth. Free massages today at the Furry 5K Fun Run. So,
if I put a tail on, could I get a massage?
Well, yeah, probably.
Okay. I might try that.
If you said Animal World sent us, then.
There you go. And panted a little bit.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I bet that, because she's a human massage therapist, too, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So I bet she probably would. So there you go. So, all right, let's see. We've checked. Sandy, you sound bright and cheery. Your back is much improved since your roll off the roof.
Yes, I'm very.
Which was a lesson for all of us.
Yes, it was.
Don't roll off roofs.
Right.
Don't get on the roof in the first place.
Okay.
Be careful. Be sure you have backup, someone to spot you. That would apply to getting on ladders and all that sort of stuff. All right. Oh, and then the sad part. Well, I know, Sandy, you know, because you were informed off the air, but if you weren't here last week, it was my sad duty to share with you that Dr. Val Moore, the founder and director of Equine Rescue Association in Marysville, has passed away. I'm mentioning it now just to let you know that there are no definite plans yet for the memorial service, but it looks like it is not going to happen until the end of this month, and they were planning a pony ride fundraiser towards the end of the month at the rescue, and think that will probably be a combined memorial service as well. But I will keep you informed and let you know when the official memorial service is going to happen. All right. Let's stay on time here. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, and support our advertisers. Thank them for supporting Animal World. And then when we continue, it's going to be one of those mad dashes again, Gary, as fast as possible through animals in the news and the best good news about animals before we start Vet Sunday. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know, because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first 2 chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, just getting into animals in the news. Going to go very quickly through this. And let's see, to start with follow-up, and I was going to tell you quite a bit about this article, but I'm going to have to streamline now because of time. Let's see, from Seattle Times, Friday, June 5th. You can look up this online. Scientists warn bat-killing disease is spreading. It's the mystery disease that's killing tens of thousands of bats in the northeast part of our country. Is spreading so fast that it could reach California within 5 years, according to biologists and officials of the Agriculture and Interior Department, and they were speaking to lawmakers on Thursday. Pull up this article if you're interested in that, but they say it is the most serious threat to American wildlife in the past century, and that bats eat pests that otherwise would cost farmers up to $1 billion a year in damages. Not to mention, you know, all the insects that they control that could wreak havoc for everyone else on the planet. So a lot of good information in this article, if you care to look that up. Let's see. In the news department, I kind of sprinkled this with the funny stuff and the not-so-good stuff. See, we'll start out with a rodent thief. This is interesting. A squirrel had been grabbing small American flags from a Port Huron, Michigan cemetery and carrying them up to its nest, which now looks as if it's bedecked in bunting. Every Memorial Day, volunteers place the flags next to the graves of nearly 1,000 veterans buried at Mount Hope Cemetery. Workers noticed that flags started disappearing Tuesday, and of course they were suspicious, looking for the culprit. Well, the mystery was solved when cemetery superintendent watched a squirrel detach a flag stapled to a staff and carry it up a tree to his nest. Yep, so the even the squirrels are patriotic these days. Okay. Oh, here, let's see. Here's another little interesting. I don't know if you've heard about this, Sandy, but the Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug made specifically to treat cancer in dogs. Until now, all cancer drugs used in veterinary medicine were developed for use in humans and weren't specifically approved for animals. The new drug called Palladia, manufactured by Pfizer Animal Health, has been approved to treat a type of cancer that accounts for about 1 in 5 cases of canine skin tumors.
Wow.
Yeah. So, there we go. Okay, so not so good stuff. Wildlife officials said an oil tanker struck an endangered humpback whale and carried its carcass on its bow into Alaska's Port Valdez. Crewmen on the escort vessel found the 40 to 50 foot whale along the water line of the Kodiak when the ship docked late Tuesday. One of the downsides of humans on the water. And then this, out of Cape Town, South Africa, authorities shot dozens of exhausted whales that beached on a shore near South Africa's storm-lashed southern tip Saturday amid scenes of grief and despair from volunteers who had tried to save them. 55 false killer whales washed up on the shores near the Cape of Good Hope in the early morning. That prompted a massive all-day rescue effort. Hundreds of locals and, you know, in their swim shirts and shorts, braved the high winds and rough waves to try to push the whales back out into the open sea. One woman suffered fractured ribs because she got pinned between a whale and the rocks, and a number of the volunteers had to be rescued after trying to help, and, of course, they weren't successful in a lot of
the... Some people know it.
Oh. Gary, what are you doing? Okay, we're done with that. All right. Oh, this is my favorite. Sandy, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Zoo officials in Bremerhaven, Germany, say two gay male penguins are raising a chick from an egg abandoned by its parents. Bremerhaven Zoo veterinarians said the male birds, named Z and Veelpunkt, tended the egg in their nest until it hatched and have continued to care for the chick.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
That's very sweet.
You know, maybe people will understand that, you know, animals do it too. That maybe we ought not to be contemning humans for the same behavior.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. All right. This made the front page yesterday, June 6th. Oh, it's wolves and worries in the Methow Valley. We now, you know, have a confirmed wolf pack living over in the Okanagan, and already there's a group of ranchers that are all upset and are into their fear and worry about this rather than learning to live in harmony with these magnificent animals. So, it was on the front page yesterday in the Times, so pull it up online if you'd like to read the article and what's going on. But I hope that we handle it differently than some of the other states have done. Okay, so that's going to wrap up the news department, other than the best part, which we're going to do the best good news about animals. Woohoo, we need this today because there isn't any out there right now. High clouds, no rain. Well, you know, I have an answer to that. It feels really good as long as it stays in the 70s.
I agree.
I don't know if it's my old age or what, but when it gets above the 70s, then I start whining because it's too hot. And who knew we were going to have summer in the first week of June?
Not me.
Yeah.
You know me, I don't like the heat.
Well, that's why I just answered that question. All right, in the best good news about animals, let's see, you start with a couple of really great photos in the picture in the paper this week. You'd find them, you can pull them up online in the Times. This was from Monday's paper, and I didn't know, did you know, it says, these are three poodles. I was hoping, I think I need to save this for when Kim comes in next week, you know, because she's got her five poodles.
Yes, she does.
And so she'd get a kick out of this. Teddy in blue, a four-year-old poodle. Stinkerbell in green, a four-year-old Maltese. And Marie in pink, a four-year-old poodle. Get prepared for their entry into the Strut Your Mutt contest at the Pike Place Market Street Festival in Seattle. That was last Sunday. I didn't know about that. Or I would have told y'all. But anyway, Sue Grill is the owner, and she visits hospitals, retirement homes, and schools as these dogs are therapy dogs or service dogs. And look at their picture, Gary. All these little pink, green, and blue poodles. Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see them. Oh, I love the blue one.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think we save this and tease Kim about that she should dress up her poodles. I don't think she'll go for that, but all right. Now the other picture that's so fabulous. This is also from Monday, and this made the front page. See it? It's a photograph of. Let's see this at the. Oh, Tramp Harbor Dock on Vashon Island, and it's a fence, and there's two pigeons, and then in the middle of the picture, there's an eagle taken off from the fence. And the end of the photograph, it says, it's not exactly birds of a feather, as a bald eagle preparing to go fishing leaps away from some pigeon colleagues who seem completely unconcerned that they're in the presence of a fierce carnivore at the Tramp Harbor Dock on Vashon Island. And the caption, which is just the hoot, is, see you later, guys, I'm going fishing.
Nice.
Isn't that a great pic? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, really fabulous. Okay. So you can find that at Seattle Times. All right. Now we got some good news. Now this is just out of Maryland, the state of Maryland. They're catching up with us, and this hit the website news. Well, whatever you call it. But the officials in eastern U.S. state of Maryland have come up with an innovative, cost-saving way to protect the environment. Well, I don't think they actually came up with it because we've been doing it for years out here. But they're using goats to mow the grass. There was an area of the state highway where they needed to, you know, cut the grass, but they discovered the smallest turtle in the United States, which is a threatened species, was homed in these bogs. And so the best way they came up to control the vegetation and not harm the turtles was to use goats. So I was pleased to see that what we've done out here for a long time is now happening in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're taking credit for figuring it out, I don't think so. All right, and then the next good news story is out of Snohomish, Washington. This is just very sweet. It was a sad day several weeks ago when Colleen and Robert Nessus, one-year-old black cat Velvet, was killed by a car near their farm in Snohomish and left behind four orphaned kittens. But a faithful friend, an Australian shepherd named Lakota, stepped in and made it her duty to help them. Quote, it was immediate, said Colleen, of the seven-year-old dog, who actually belongs to their daughter, taking on a surrogate mother role. Quote, she loves them like she would her puppies or a mother cat would her kittens. She pushes them with her nose or she'll take her paw and scoop them. And Lakota definitely has her paws full. Quote, she bathes them, they suckle on her, and now they're mobile, they're everywhere, they're climbing my curtains, she says, and she's trying to protect them and herd them. Poor thing, she's all over the house trying to find her babies. Says Lakota, who had a litter of her own puppies 4 years ago, has become very protective of her kittens, two black and white colored and two Siamese. Quote, no one other than us can really come around the kittens. Lakota won't hurt you, but she just gives you that evil eye like, don't come near my babies. She just absolutely loves them. Her behavior isn't that surprising to her owners, since she's always shown maternal instincts, and even now apparently she goes to the barn and has to clean all the adult cats, and she mothers them all. And they're going to be finding new homes soon. So a sweet little Australian Shepherd mothering kittens in Snohomish. And the winner of the best good news about animals, this is also out of our state. This is Plain, which must be a town in Chelan County. This is just a great story. Blewett, a dog rescued in March at Blewett Pass, has become a rescue dog. Dozens of people tried to rescue the black lab this winter after she was seen huddling in the snow at the top of Blewett Pass for a week. Wary of strangers, the dog accepted food and was finally captured and adopted into a home. Jamie and Janie Smith of Plain adopted Blewett from the Wenatchee Valley Humane Society Animal Shelter in March. This last Monday, Blewett returned the favor and helped rescue another imperiled black lab. Jay Smith said his wife was walking Blewett on a trail above the Wenatchee River when Blewett started barking and raced down the steep bank to sniff out another animal close to the river's edge. Quote, my wife thought it was a dead bear. She called Blewett back up, and they went home so she could get a pair of binoculars. With the binoculars, she could see it was a large black dog, and it was alive. Jay called Chelan County Fire District and returned with a firefighter and a friend to try to reach the dog using ropes to climb down to the river. Blewett again ran down and stayed with the dog while the dog was rescued Monday evening. The dog was weak, old, and arthritic, but otherwise uninjured. Information on the collar led to a neighbor, Carol Hunt. Quote, the whole thing is a miracle, Hunt said, who explained the 11-year-old dog Pepper had been lost since May 23rd.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, since May 23rd.
Wow.
She said, one big black lost dog found another big black lost dog. It's pretty heartwarming. Pepper belongs to Hunt's daughter, Susan Cox of Wenatchee, but was staying with Hunt over the weekend when he went missing. Cox and her husband searched for Pepper but had no luck. They now believe the dog was swept away by the river while taking a drink about a half mile from their house.
Wow.
Monday night, Cox told the story to her best friend, Tracy Peterson, a second grade teacher at Newbury Elementary School. Peterson relayed the story to her class and had them write an account of Blewett's rescue of Pepper. Students depicted Blewett as a wonder dog who would bark and bark until his lungs were empty to get her to get help. Peterson plans to compile the stories into a book to give to Cox. Quote, we're happy beyond belief, Cox said, about the return of her dog, and that Blewett, he's quite the hero.
Oh, what a great story.
What a fabulous story,
yeah.
Huh? All right. We should all be as good as our dogs.
Boy, that's the truth.
Okay, we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we start Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. Stay with us. Vet Sunday is next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
You wanted to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today 425 425- 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. You can learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and homeowners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki 1 for Animals with Polly Klein on June 6th, Animal Aromatherapy June 13th and 14th with Joan Sarita, and Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin June 13th. For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, B.C., courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to Animal World, and I want to say thank you for that. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and it is the first Sunday of June already, and the first Sunday of the month means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. If you're interested in a copy of Dr. Al's book, either Pets at Risk or the Human Compendium, or want to know more about the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, you can check out his website at www.drpluckner.com. That's drpluckner.com. Without further ado, welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. We've been kind of preempted 2 weeks in a row with Husky softball.
Right.
And we're excited, of course, because they won the Collegiate World Series.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, woohoo.
I love it.
So we're excited to be able to do a normal show today and also, of course, to have Vet Sunday back. So how is Dr. Al?
Dr. Al's doing really, 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 really good. I think you saw that web on the opinion sector.
I told Sandy about it when I got here this morning, and this was a blog piece that this fellow wrote about your work on his website. And now that is, what's that website, Sandy? It's the opinions sector.
Right.
Theopinionsector.com. So folks, if you want to pull this up online, you'll know what we're talking about. It's theopinionsector.com. And his name?
David Spangenberg.
David Spangenberg. And then it's also been, it's up on an op-ed site. And
what, Arts Life?
Yeah, op-ed news. It's on that site. And it's a very nice article about you and your work. What can you tell us about this guy? Where'd he come from?
Well, he apparently has been the partner of a gentleman, Michael Goldman, that I've helped with his dogs with SARDS, which is that sudden acute retinal degeneration syndrome, which it's autoimmune. It's where
an
the body
autoimmune
starts
disease.
Making, yeah, it starts making ant because of the syndrome is out of sync. You know, my syndrome, what happens is the immune cells start making antibodies towards some of the retinal tissue and can cause blindness. And so Michigan State's been looking at it. Tennessee has been doing it. They've been doing my syndrome on on it to get it correct. So anyway, Michael, make a long story short, David and Michael have done a bunch of things musically and so on and so forth together, and this is something that Michael did and thought he wrote. He just was going to do an opinion just to say, hey, come on, how come you can't look at this? Mm-hmm. And he got David involved, and David did this on his own, and I think he did a beautiful, beautiful job. And then my surprise is that so many people, you know, have looked at it now and have hit on it, and hopefully it's going to, you know, bring this medicine, this type of syndrome, medical syndrome, to the forefront where it can be used to help people and animals.
Now, if any of you listening are new to Animal World or Vet Sunday and don't know what we're talking about with this syndrome, we will go into more detail and explain it to you all. But okay, if I'm understanding correctly, it sounds like the author of this article, his partner owns dogs that have had the SARDS condition.
Correct.
And he was working with you as... The SARDS is an autoimmune disease, and you have discovered this endocrine immune imbalance that underlies a lot of chronic disease and illness. And then I'm assuming that these dogs must have had the imbalance, and you were able to help them with the SARDS by...
Well, yeah, one of the hang-ups of it is, yes, they all have the imbalance. The problem, though, Martha, is that, like with many of these disorders, once you've got some functional defect, sometimes it's hard, even though you correct the imbalance. If you can identify it ahead of time, you can prevent the disease, like with cancer. However, once it occurs, then you're playing catch-up. And, for example, with the eyes, if it's permanently damaged the retina, that will not return.
I see. So what you're saying is that these dogs had the endocrine immune imbalance, and most likely because of that, they developed SARDS.
That's why they developed it, yes.
And had they been diagnosed, had this endocrine immune imbalance been diagnosed early enough and stabilized, they may not have developed.
Correct.
The SARDS. There was permanent damage. If there's permanent damage done to the physical body, balancing the endocrine immune imbalance will not necessarily cure the permanent damage.
It may control the amount of permanent damage that is in progress by stopping that damage.
Gotcha.
It's like with cancer straight away. I mean, if there's a predisposition in your family or in a family of animals that you know down the road they're going to break with cancer, it's an inherent thing in the family, you do this mechanism, get it corrected, and the cancer doesn't occur. And if it does, it's so late in life, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it's not a cure. It's a prevention, if you will. And then if the problem has happened, then standard methodology can be used, whether it's radiation, chemo, or excision. However, the beauty of this type of a protocol is it'll keep it from coming back because you've identified the cause.
Right. So this fellow's partner, his dogs must have benefited from your work. And
well,
that's why he was going to write something about it. And then this David, who is the writer, he picked up the idea and then wrote this great article.
Correct. And you know, Michael's been trying, like so many of the people I've dealt with and bumped into, they're just trying to get the information out so it can help other people.
Well, I found the article that David wrote. I mean, he certainly makes, and Sandy, you read it too.
I did.
But, you know, he makes an excellent point that, you know, so much of our society and the way things work is based on, you know, greed and money. That what motivation do the drug companies have to really discover cures for diseases and illness, because they're making a whole lot more money on the drugs to treat them?
Exactly. They're treating the medical effects, and that's basically what the medical profession has been doing, is they're treating the medical effects. You know, no criticism, but this is the cause of those effects. So, you know, with healthcare problems, so on and so forth, the name of the game right now is going to be prevention. If in your family you have some problems, this is a way to identify them before the medical effect occurs, and you can prevent it. And that's the beauty of this. This is a preventative thing that one day when you go in for your general health checkup, and they do a general blood test, which is fine, to see what medical effects have occurred to your red cells, white cells, your organs, they hopefully will do this endocrine immune blood panel to make sure that everything is normal, that in the environment you haven't had a suppression of the adrenal gland from overwork, from general anesthetic, from vaccines. All these can build up and cause the syndrome to happen, of which then these horrible autoimmune, cancer, allergy medical effects do occur.
All right, we're going to take a little time out and take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then as we continue, we'll explain this basic endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Pleckner has discovered and that we're now referring to as the Pleckner syndrome, what it's all about, and how to test for it and treat it. We will open the phone lines, and they will be open for the rest of the show today, folks, and we're delighted to hear from you. You can call in with any animal or human medical care questions, because this endocrine immune imbalance applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans, and probably other animals as well. And of course, Dr. Al is a practicing veterinarian and can answer any animal medical care questions that you might have. And Sandy's got the prize closet open. We've got copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, and Wagon Tails Liver Cookies. So you can give Sandy a call. A local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. And you can always send us an email to our live email address. That would be animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you want to read the article that we were just talking about, you can go to theopinionsector.com. Animal World continues. Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way, with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canaday.com for more information.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, B.C., courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name. name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and boy, we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Almost had to catch myself, Gary, and not run out of the studio at 9:45, because the last 2 weeks, we were over. Just getting started, and we were done. But today, we're here, as usual, until noon, and it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And Dr. Al, we were talking about the great article that this David
Spangenberg
wrote about your work and the endocrine immune imbalance that you discovered. And for anyone that is new to us here and doesn't know what we're talking about, you had an interest in the endocrine immune system in humans and animals. I mean, prior to ever graduating from veterinary school, as I remember, right?
Right.
And that of course happened quite a long time ago. You got out of school.
Really?
What? It's we always say 40 years, but it's probably been longer than that now, because we've been on the air more than 5 years with you. So it's probably more than like 45 years or more now, huh?
Definitely.
Yep. So you got out of school. You started practice down there in Southern California, and you were seeing lots of dogs with skin allergies and flea allergies and hot spots and all that sort of stuff. And the standard treatment was, you know, give them some cortisone as an anti-inflammatory, and that would calm down the allergic reaction. And rather than accepting that as just standard protocol, you wanted to know why the cortisone worked and what was involved in that process, correct? Isn't that what got you started?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You wondered why is it working so well? Is it that great of preparation? And then I started checking and found that why it worked was these animals are cortisone deficient.
Yeah, and that kind of has been the outcome of your work with the animals. And of course, early on back then in your career, you had to make a choice as to whether or not you were going to become the scientist and do all the studies and the research and the double blinds and all of that, or if you were going to work with your own money within your own, you know, your own practice of veterinary medicine and find the answers to help your patients. And you, of course, elected to do the latter.
Right, I'm a clinician. And what I understand now is even, you know, offering this gift to the academia and not being accepted, I realize at this point in time, the difference is I have live patients. I don't have statistics.
Right.
It's not enough to know that if an animal has or a person has this disease, 70% of them are going to die. Let's find something that will make sure that none of them die or very few of them do. And so that's been my thing, is the health of the patient. Forget the statistics, forget writing. I can't go to many of my journals now with any articles because peer-reviewed, they don't understand it, so they think it's dangerous, so they won't publish it. So I've gone into a different direction with the MDs who really like this and have published many of my papers.
Yeah, and when you say it's not been accepted or we say it's controversial, that is because it involves cortisone. And
right.
And as you started to explain, and pretty much anybody anymore, you hear the word cortisone and you get a negative, you have a negative impression, because we've been told that cortisone is bad and causes all kinds of problems. But at the same time, we've not been told that cortisone is a normal hormone that our body needs to have in the right amount and working properly in order for us to be healthy.
Right. It's probably one of the more important secretions in the body, yet the most feared to replace.
Yeah,
and I think the big thing, you know, like you and I know, one of the big problems is if you're on ongoing steroids, a dog, a person, at this point in time, to keep that amount of cortisol replacement as a physiological dose where it's working beautifully, you've got to use thyroid with it to make sure in 24 hours that amount of cortisol is broken down. Otherwise, if you don't, pretty soon there's residue the first day, second, third day, more residue, and a week or two out, all of a sudden, you have all the side effects of drinking too much, you know, urinating too much, so on and so forth. And, you know, realistically, the practitioners really, I think, at this point in time, do not know how to use cortisone correctly as a replacement.
Right. So the bottom line is cortisone in and of itself is not bad. It is a normal hormone that we need to be healthy. But as Dr. Al just was explaining, there can be, if you don't know how to use it, right, there can be a buildup which causes the negative side effects.
Well, like Premarin, and, you know, women, like we talked about, where they were put on estrogen supplementation and probably not total estrogen measured, but the point of it is if it was measured, putting on Premarin in 24 hours without thyroid, they still had Premarin. So 3 months down the road, they had uterine cancer, breast cancer, ovarian, you know, so on and so forth. They don't realize that these systems are integrated and you've got to look at the entire body, so it's holistic.
Yeah.
W-H-O-L-E.
Right. Now, I want to, before we run out of time in this hour, Dr. Al, I want to explain what this endocrine immune imbalance is, you know, simply, so anyone that's new will understand, so we can go on with other stuff after the top of the hour, because we've already got our first caller lining up to speak with you. At any rate, what you discovered is that for... this applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans, at least. We know that it is either genetic and you're born with it, or it can be acquired because of stress or toxic exposure or who knows what else. Or it can happen just as a result of old age.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not putting out enough cortisol, or the cortisol that's being produced is defective in some way, so the body does not respond to it properly. Now, as a result, it's the inner or middle layers of the adrenal gland that start producing estrogen.
Right, the inner layer. Right?
Yeah, the inner layer of the adrenal gland starts producing estrogen. Now, that here is the glitch, because this is what has been missed in veterinary and human medicine. We're not talking ovarian estrogen here. We're talking adrenal estrogen. So this imbalance can happen with male, female, spayed, neutered. It doesn't matter, because it doesn't involve ovaries. It involves the adrenal glands, which we all have. So this estrogen, when there's enough of this estrogen, it then starts messing with other hormones and does what you call binding them, which means it prevents them from working properly.
Sure. Exactly.
And particularly the thyroid hormones, which of course regulate the metabolism and are real important. And when the thyroid hormones aren't working well, then the antibodies deplete, and then that's when disease and illness or behavior problems happen. And as your book says, from allergies to cancer, there are all kinds of things that are underlied by this imbalance, including behavior, which we see most, we're dealing, of course, with animals, extreme and irrational fear or aggression.
As you've seen.
Right, right. Oh, absolutely. As a behavior therapist, I've been looking at this stuff for years and years as well. And this has given me answers and the ability to help a lot of animals and behavior problems that we've not been able to help before. At any rate, you designed a blood panel. It's called an EI1 test, and it tests total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4, thyroid hormones, and three antibodies. And
right.
This blood test is what diagnoses the imbalance. And then you have a treatment protocol, which is pretty simple, varies slightly depending on whether you're in a dog suit, a cat suit, a horse suit, or a human suit. And then the other part of this syndrome, or the treatment of this syndrome, is food and